If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Well, here in Spain, we're joined today by Brevins Frank senior partner, Chris McCann. How are you, Chris?
I'm very well, Howard. How are you?
I'm well. A bit hot, but I can't expect that at this time of the year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, many of our listeners are retired British expatriates or will be soon, and their pension funds are key to providing income and financial security in their retirement years. So over the next 2 weeks, Brevins Frank senior partners, yourself and Brett Hansen, will be looking at various pension issues people need to be aware of today and plan for. We're starting with Chris this week, and Brett will cover the remaining concerns next week. Starting with the basics, Chris, if someone is resident in Spain, is the income from their UK pensions taxed in the UK or here in Spain?
Well, whilst the answer is simple, I think it's fair to say that this issue generates a lot of confusion. If you're resident in Spain, then your pension income will in most cases be liable to Spanish income tax. This includes all UK state pension income and private pension income, such as income from SIPs and small self-administered schemes. I say most pension income because there is one exception, in that most UK government service pensions remain liable only to UK tax and are not taxable in Spain at all. However, whilst being exempt, the amount does still need to be included in the tax calculation, which determines the tax due on other income which is taxable in Spain. This is known as exemption with progression.
In the UK, you can take a tax-free lump sum. Does this apply in Spain too?
Again, I receive a lot of questions in relation to this issue, and typically confusion reigns. It is the case that in relation to most UK pensions, there is the option to withdraw a cash lump sum at outset or on a staggered basis, which normally amounts to 25% of the accumulated pension fund. From a tax point of view, the treatment is very simple. If the cash lump sum is taken whilst a UK tax resident, it will be tax-free. However, if taken as a Spanish tax resident, it will be subject to income tax in Spain. In other words, it is not tax-free when taken as a tax resident of Spain.
I understand the UK applies another tax to pensions called the lifetime allowance. What is this, and do expatriates escape it?
The UK lifetime allowance is not a tax, but it is a limit on the amount of pension benefit that can be taken from a UK pension scheme, whether lump sums or pension income, without triggering an excess UK tax charge. In other words, it is the maximum amount of pension savings that a person can build up in a tax-favoured pension environment. The rate of tax you pay on pension savings above the lifetime allowance depends on how the money is paid to you. At 55% on lump sums and 25% on regular pension payments or cash withdrawals. It's worth noting that HMRC will automatically test where you sit within the allowance whenever you take money out, when you reach 75 years of age, and finally on death. The lifetime allowance for the tax year 2020-2021 is £1,073,100 and was due to rise in line with inflation thereafter. Instead, in Rishi Sunak's most recent budget, he announced that it will no longer rise in line with inflation and instead would be frozen at its current level for the next 5 years. In addition to the indexation freeze, of equal concern is the speculation that the actual lifetime allowance, which has been cut several times in the past, may be further reduced. Recent press speculation suggests that one option being considered is potentially cutting the lifetime allowance to 800,000 or 900,000. I think if you've not already done so, you may be able to protect your pension savings from recent and future reductions of the standard lifetime allowance by applying to HMRC for what's called individual or fixed protection. Another way for expatriates to protect themselves would be to consider a transfer to a qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme, or QROPS. Although you may pay a 25% tax on anything transferred in excess of the lifetime allowance, once in the QROPS, funds are immune from future lifetime allowance penalties. This being the case, moving to a QROPS would likely provide protection from the lifetime allowance test that would automatically be done by HMRC at age 75 or upon death. As this is a relatively complex area of planning, as a rule, I would strongly recommend any listeners whose accumulated pension funds are in excess of, say, £500,000, whether they have taken benefits or not, contact us and we'll be able to help them determine, firstly, if they have a potential problem, and if so, to advise how they might avoid what is an unnecessary tax charge.
So do all the other various UK pension rules and restrictions, like not being able to take your pension until the age of 55, also continue to apply to UK nationals who are fully resident in Spain?
Well, Howard, this is a short and sweet answer. If you retain your UK pensions, UK rules will continue to apply. It doesn't matter where you are resident.
Okay. But do you foresee any UK pension rule changes or tax increases coming up?
Generally speaking, Brexit hasn't affected the tax treatment for UK nationals settled in Spain, as the UK-Spain double tax treaty determines how Spanish residents are taxed on UK assets. However, there is likely to be a change in the way that UK pensions are treated when it comes to Spanish wealth tax. UK pensions have generally been exempt from Spanish wealth tax, but now that UK pensions have become third country or non-EU EEA assets, they may no longer qualify for the exclusion. In other words, UK personal pensions and SIPs may now fall into the Spanish wealth tax calculation. As regards potential UK pension rule changes, when transferring UK pensions into a CURE-OPS, if you are an EU resident, your CURE-OPS must currently be based within the EU or EEA, or you would be subject to an overseas transfer charge of 25%. Note that the lifetime allowance that I mentioned previously only applies to the funds in excess of the lifetime allowance, whereas the 25% overseas transfer charge is made against the entire pension fund value. As the UK has now left the EU, the UK government now has greater freedom to extend the overseas transfer charge and could extend it to include all transfers to EU or EEA countries. This being the case, our advice to those listeners who have UK pension funds but have not yet considered the benefits of transferring to a CURE-OPS should do so sooner rather than later. It's worth noting that funds in CURE-OPS are no longer governed by UK pensions legislation, so are generally protected from future changes to UK rules.
Let's look at income and currency issues now. Can income from UK pensions be paid into Spanish bank accounts, and must it be in sterling? And if it can't be paid in euros, how can people protect their retirement income from adverse exchange rate movements?
To avoid being exposed to excessive currency risk, a fundamental in relation to providing investment advice is that the majority of your investment assets should match your liabilities. On becoming resident in Spain, it's normally the case that most of your liabilities will be based in euros. So it's important to have the facility for your assets to be based in euros and for you to be able to take your income in euros. Whilst UK-based pensions can pay income into a Spanish bank account, most UK pensions will not provide the facility to have income paid in euros. A benefit of transferring to a CURE-OPS is that they typically offer a multi-currency facility, meaning that income can be paid in any currency, including euros.
So overall, how important is it for newly retired people and those approaching retirement to review their overall financial planning at this stage in their lives?
Well, pensions are usually the foundations of retirement, so deciding what to do here may be one of life's most important financial decisions. Pensions are complex anyway, but with greater freedom and choice than ever, and an increase in sophisticated pension scams, you must take extreme care. Here, professional advice can prove invaluable. An advisor, such as one of our local Blevins Franks partners, can take a holistic view of what you have, your savings, investments, assets, pensions, together with what you want, your timeline, income requirements, legacy wishes, and an objective assessment of who you are, your circumstances, your goals, your appetite for risk, to design a personalised retirement plan for you. If any of the listeners would like to invest an hour or two of their time to discuss their current pension arrangements and their pension options, they simply need to contact us.
And the best way is through the website.
Yeah, people can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com. They will be able to find all the contact details for all of our local partners. If they prefer, they can also fill in a contact form, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch as soon as possible to arrange the most appropriate next step.
Well, thank you, Chris. This has been very helpful. And next week, we'll look at the Brexit implications on UK pensions with Brett Hansen.
Thanks very much, Howard. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.